Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And I hope that you had an incredible week and that you are starting your day in a positive way here with me. I want to remind you of all the places that you can follow us. And of course, that is our social. That's a big place. And of course, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. All of our podcasts, iHeart, Apple, Stitcher, everywhere. Definitely don't keep us a secret. Share us with lots of your people out there. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. Before that, I'd love to give you our phone number here, 805-419-0008. And we always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is happiness is not the absence of problems. It's the ability to deal with them. How are you dealing with obstacles in your life? Okay. I mean, honestly, sometimes, you know, those are little lessons that have come up for us to learn. And I've learned this before many, many times, that if we don't deal with it, it just comes back again and again until you go, okay, I get it. I really get it. And so I have brought one of our guests that have been on before. And of course, Sean Rawls, we had an incredible conversation, and I asked him to come back because we have so much more to talk about. And of course, he's got his newest book coming out, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Sean, welcome, and thank you.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me back, Kim. You guys, it's always fun to spend a little time with you.
Thank you so much. So talk to us. First of all, you've been on a little vacation, and I just want to like kind of go on that trip with you for a second. Talk to us about that.
It was amazing. My wife's cousin got married in a castle in Cannes, France. And it was a destination wedding. The weather was perfect, and it was everybody felt like and looked like movie stars because it was a black tie wedding.
Love that.
And it was on the ocean and right over. It really was a storybook wedding for this couple, and I think it was for everybody that got a chance to attend it as well. But if you've never been to the south of France or Cannes, it's a special place, and you can't help but just be invigorated by the weather and the people and the lifestyle and and you look around and go, man, people get to live this every day.
Now,
Every day there are people that live here. How amazing is that?
there
But
it
it
is.
was fun. It was great. We spent a little time on the water. We ate some great food. We danced. We slept in. We enjoyed our hotel. I mean, everything about it was just pretty much perfection. And when you can have a trip like that, it is, oh,
No.
it's good for the soul.
I love that. I love that. And just to first of all, it's so funny, that you say that south of France. My family is from England. And I actually, they had a place in South of France. I'm not sure if they, I think they just sold it. So I never got a chance to be there. But gosh, I have to tell you, now I'm intrigued and definitely want to go. So that will probably be on
Yeah,
my,
you definitely want to go.
yeah.
You definitely want to go.
Yeah. And it's funny. I don't call it a bucket list. I call it a wish list, and so I'm like, that's on my wish list. Okay. And once you put that out to the energy, the universe, I have to tell you, it will happen. So I love that. Okay. First of all, I want to remind everybody, of course, of your books and of course, a little bit about you. And of course, your newest book that's coming out is The Energy Quadrant, right?
Comes out October 6th. We're going to start pre-sales. I think August 1st is what the publisher is pegging for pre-sales.
Okay, cool. And talk to us about your other book, the one that we talked about, and of course, F words, right? F it
Yeah,
left.
it's F words. It's F it less. And it's I kind of wrote that just having been in leadership for a long time and realizing that so many people go through their life, they make big decisions by just kind of saying F it a lot of
Right,
times.
right.
Which in my perspective, that means you're either giving into something or giving up on something.
Ooh.
And it's kind of a defensive way to run your life. And a lot of people make huge decisions by just getting backed into a corner and having no way out. So I wrote a book that said, what if F it was not a bad word? What if it was a good word? What if it was a positive word? So I wrote 18 F words to reframe and repurpose your life so that you can actually live and make some decisions about what you want to do and be a little bit more conscious and proactive about it.
I love it. You turned a negative into a positive. I mean, that is so cool. Instead of F it's a good thing, like let's F it together,
That's
right?
right.
I
Let's
love it.
fix it. Let's
Yeah.
float it. Let's fork it. Let's freedom it. Let's focus it. Let's do all that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, okay, talk to us about the energy quadrant because I know that it breaks every activity, relationship, commitment into one of four buckets, correct?
If you just took a piece of paper, if I was working with somebody, I would probably just take a piece of paper and say, just cross your paper into four sections, and then you're going to have a plus, a minus, a multiply, and a divide section. And we just kind of go through that and say, okay, so if you think about just a typical week, what's good for you? What adds to your energy? What adds to the quality of your life? What gives you energy? What are the things you do or the people that you spend time with and that you would call just, they're good for you. They're ads. They don't blow the doors off, but they're kind of when life is expected, when life operates as expected, that usually means that you're kind of living a lot in that ad quadrant. Like, I like my job. My people are nice. I like my house. I like my car. Everything's kind of, and I'm spending time with doing all those things. I like to write. I like to speak, like all that stuff. And then we have the subtraction quadrant, which I tell people to spend a lot of time on because it's super tricky. And the subtraction quadrant is the people and tasks in your world that don't particularly give you energy. They don't really add, they might not necessarily take it away like a subtraction, but they don't really give you anything. And I look at energy like you can spend it just like you can spend a dollar, or you can invest it like you can invest a dollar. And when you invest it, you get a return back on what you invested. So the subtract quadrant it's an expense. It's not an investment. But the reason it's tricky is because I call this the quadrant of tolerance. And some of it's relationships. We just have people that have been around for a long time and they used to be great for us or used to be pluses and now they're not. And it just because they've been around so long, we just are dragging them around and they really don't give anything back to us from an energy standpoint, but we're spending too much time there.
Yeah, when you just said like we put up with it, right? What was the word you said that we
Tolerance.
Tolerate.
Tolerate it. We tolerate it.
When you said that, it was like almost like a trigger for me. Like, what do
It
I
is.
tolerate in my life that I should be looking at? I don't need to tolerate that at this point in my life.
No, but you kind of, it's funny because, we all mature and we all grow, but we do carry some things with us. Like, well, we value our time sometimes the same way we used to value it a long time ago. And there's a lot of things that you and I'll do in a day where we'll say, you know what, I'll just do that, or I'll go get that, or I'll take care of that, or just let me do it. You know what? It's just easier if I do it. I don't have to explain it to you. I'll do it. And individually, it's really not that big of a deal, right? I mean, we've done it a million times. It's not a big deal. It only takes 5 minutes. It only takes 10 minutes. It only takes 15 minutes. It only takes 30 minutes. It's not a big deal. But collectively, when you do this exercise and you list all the things that could be in your subtract quadrant and you go, wow, that's like in a week. Like if I were to guesstimate, that looks like something that would resemble like an entire workday.
That
Like,
is
what if I had
true.
those? What if I had those 8 hours back?
Right.
And what if I didn't just do them because I'm sleepwalking through the day or sleepwalking through the month or taking something off somebody else's plate because I'm compensating for their own inadequacies for and what if I didn't tolerate that anymore? What if I said, you got to start toeing your weight and you got to start doing what you're hired to do, or you got to be the friend I expect you to be. Just look at where are you tolerating other people's inadequacies or deficiencies or mediocrity and stepping in and stepping outside of your own jurisdiction and taking time away from the things that really do give you energy and make your life better. But you can't because you're spending too much time in this little I'm treading water area of my life. And when people see that, it's really kind of like, wow, that's really, because nothing feels painful. Like it
It's
just,
not,
that's
yeah,
just,
it's not
yeah.
like it takes you down. It's just using up all your energy. You know what's interesting? I have a membership for my my business clients, and we were talking about what are you doing in your life? Kind of sounds the same. That is not making you money. That's taking, you know, the same thing, right? It's like, what are
That's
you
right.
doing that isn't making you money? And that doesn't feel okay anymore. You know, like how do you get rid of that? And so I
Well,
think
and there's a little bit of guilt that comes with that for most people wrestle with, God, does that make me a jerk because I want to spend time and make money? And you're like, no, it makes you a mature business person. Like that's part of the growing process is, look, there was a time in our life where our time wasn't that valuable. And we didn't have a lot of money to spend. So we spent our time to do what we
wow.
needed to do to get the traction we wanted to do. And there's a beauty in that. And it's part of the circle of life in my world. Like there's a period of time where your time isn't worth a lot and you've got to invest all of it in yourself and your work and your craft and your passions and things you love. When your time becomes more valuable because you become more successful, you've earned the right to buy some of that time back by hiring an assistant or hiring somebody to do those things or doing those things so that you can spend your time doing the things that make you more money, to support more people and to support a bigger lifestyle and all the responsibilities that come along with success. So it's, you're right. It's, we all kind of go through that where you say, is this really serving me? But I think too many people don't get there and they don't feel, I think there's a psychological limitation that people put on themselves where they don't give themselves the freedom to think like that.
And honestly, Sean, I like the way that you actually said it. Is this serving me? And so when I say money, okay, is this making me money? Yeah, I didn't want to say it in that sense, but we were in a business meeting. But in your life, you look at things, is this serving me? Is this still serving
Well, and
me?
look at, but here's one thing that between you and I, that I've deducted from the conversations you and I've had is you and I are fortunate in that what we do doesn't feel like work.
Doesn't feel like
And right. And so, and that, and not everybody gets to say that, or at least, and there have been times in our lives where we didn't say that, but we're at a point in our life where we've gotten to a place because we've stayed focused and true to ourselves that work is fun. We can have fun and make money. And that's kind of where you, and ultimately, and part of this Energy Quadrant book, to be honest, is there's a section there about if you really want to change things, you have to come up with some new rules. You have to come up with some new boundaries. And more importantly, you have to come up with new standards. Most people think they have standards and they think that they have minimum standards and maximum standards. But what I always try to point out is your minimum standards are your standards. There was a great book. What was the book? The Aladdin Factor, that the Chicken Soup for the Soul God was involved with, but it's called the Aladdin Factor. And the whole point of that book was the size of your questions determines the size of your answers. So if you don't like your life right now, it's merely an answer to the questions you've been asking. And it's telling you, you need to ask bigger questions. And in my world, that means you need to raise your standards. And if you'll just raise your standards, you'll actually change things. But everything's a reflection of the standards you tolerate, the standards you allow, the boundaries you allow with other people to encroach on your time and your sanity. And if you can look at that, and this is part of the energy quadrant, that method for me, once you do this inventory of it, it's hard to look at that on paper and go, God, I need to make some changes. Like the only way that this is going to change, and I'm going to make this quadrant smaller and this quadrant bigger, is by making some decisions that are good for me. And that might not be good for everybody around me. And maybe that means I've got to add a few new friends in my world, or maybe I need a mentor, or maybe I need a coach. Maybe my typical crew of backup singers aren't serving me the way they used to, and I need to bring a coach in to raise the level of performance of the people around me, and myself included. And that's just part of it. Like,
I
I don't
love
hang
that.
out with the people I used to hang out with in my 20s. I outgrew that.
Yeah, 100%. And now I know you talk about a lot of people confuse busy with productive, and the
Oh
calendar
my God, don't
life.
we all?
Yes.
That's a life trap.
Yeah, talk to us about that. I used to think if I was busy, I was accomplishing things, but that's really not. I was like, now I'm like, you know, it's funny. I need a list. I have to check it off. That's who I am. And so once I go, okay, and I need to see that so that I could go, what do I have to do today? It's like my calendar. I look and go, okay, I only have, and a lot of times, I mean, I've gotten to a place now where I'm like, do that. But no, that's not going to make my day forward. So no, I'll, let me stay on track and I'll shelf that for right now. And then I'll know I'm going to come back and do that. It just works. I'm achieving every day. And, you know, and I have my big goals that I want to get.
Yeah, well, being goal-driven is it's funny. Everybody has something that pulls them,
Yeah.
or not. But if you're goal-driven and that's something you keep in front of you and you revisit all the time, and it's always, that's good for you. That's great. That's great. But I think the busy trap is, and from a, I've run real estate companies my entire career, so I've gone through a lot of leaders that I've hired that haven't worked out. And usually, when they don't work out, it's because they embrace the parts of the jobs that they like, and they kind of throw up all these smoke bombs that show, I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm working, I'm here early, I'm here late, I'm doing all the work. But they're spending all their time on the things that really don't move the needle in the business. And when we look at it and go, look, I'm not arguing, you're busy. Yeah, I mean, I know you're busy. I see you're here. I see the hours. I see what you're doing. But here's the problem. You're not managing your time and energy so that you're spending enough of it on the things that really allow you to keep the job.
Oh, that's
Lots of
big.
people can do the can do the sit on the eggs and make things whatever, but it's we need somebody that's, you have to grow this thing. You have to increase the revenue. You have to increase the agent count. You have to increase these things. And if you do nine things good, but you don't do the most important things well at all, you can't keep your job. So you have to realize that. I think it's we make ourselves feel better about being busy, but when we look at it, we have to understand, what does progress look like? And if I'm just treading water in my life as a person, or in my job as an employee or a leader, that shouldn't be good enough for me.
100%.
I think we're all supposed to succeed. I think we're all supposed to be in jobs that we enjoy. I think we're all supposed to enjoy success. And when I see people that are just treading water and living this mediocre existence in their world day to day, it bothers me, because it just, they fell into a trap of just, well, I'm busy and I'm checking off things that are part of the job. So what's wrong with that? Typical things are not the most important things. And we talk about, what are the vital few? We get sucked into the trivial many, because the trivial many are the things that squawk for our attention. But the most important things are the things that we know to be true, and that we squawk to ourselves about. The world's not going to tell us to do this, to do that. But all the stuff that's not important are all the things other people want from us, typically.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of, Sean? Killing time. My husband,
What
it's
is it?
killing time.
Yes, killing time, for sure.
Okay, my husband says that, and I go, oh, that just makes me cringe when you say that. And he's like, you know, and I'm like, why would anybody want to kill time? That's time is like the only thing that we have that can, you know, that we can use every single day. We all end up with the same time, the same energy balls, the same, you know, but God, who would want to kill time? I like want to live.
Lots of people,
Yeah.
lots of people.
And that's what we're talking about, you know? And so to me, it's like, I don't want to leave any life on the table, you know? Like, tell me how many things I could do in a day. The only thing that's different now is I realize how important my sleep is. So, and my rest of like, you know, now I used to be like, oh, I'll
It
sleep
is.
later, you know? I'm like, oh my God, no. And now it regenerates my body, it regenerates my mind. And, you know, and so, anyways, I want to get back to your book, okay, the four quadrants, okay, because we could talk forever and I love this, but I want to share what you're doing in this great book that's coming out.
So we've gone over plus, we've gone over minus. Multiply is that's the quadrant that really moves your needle. It's the people you love the most. It's the relationships that matter the most. It's the people in your business, the tasks in your business that when you spend time on and with, it really makes a difference in your business. And if you look at that and go, God, if you don't like your income or you don't like the quality of your life, if you spent an hour or 2 hours or 5 hours or 10 more hours a week on these things with these people, how much better would your life be? And you look at it and go, the only reason you're not spending that time there is you're spending it in these other quadrants. And you've got this energy displacement of things that really, when you look at on paper, you're defining as not as important. And yet you're also looking at it and going, I'm spending the most amount of time with people that are good, with people that I'm tolerating, tasks that are good, tasks that I'm tolerating. And all of that is a trade-off for these most important things. And why am I leaving this? Why am I starving this quadrant and feeding all this other stuff when this is the quadrant that really is going to make the most difference for me?
So
And
how do you,
so we go through how to do that.
yeah. So just in one little tip, what's one tip that you can share with our listeners?
So I've got an accountability system that I work with the people that I work with. And I say, okay, so if you wake up every day and you don't have a plan, you're going to be busy all day because the world kind of takes you off. And you can even, so you wake up, if you don't have a plan, you're going to play defense all day. And if you understand sports, it's hard to win games when you're only playing defense.
Wow.
So we go through and say, okay, so if you understand what's in your multiply quadrant, and you wake up, and so on Sunday night, I have everybody just kind of look at their schedule for the week and go, look at your schedule. Look at all your appointments, look at the things you've got to do, see what's on the tap for this week. And now look at the holes in it. And if you've got an hour here or 30 minutes there or 2 hours here or 3 hours here or there, those are open schedules. So now look at your energy quadrant and look at your multiply quadrant specifically and go, what can I spend time on and who can I spend time with that's in this quadrant for the next week, and plug those in as appointments with yourself and say, this is a multiply. I'm spending time on multiply. I'm spending time on multiply. I'm spending time on multiply. And when you look at that and you go, my God, I just added five things on Sunday night. I just added five super important things of people I love the most, the tasks I love doing the most, the things that make my business the most amount of money. I've got 5 hours that I wouldn't have had in there. And so I've got a plan. And so we go through the week and then we get to the next Sunday and we say, okay, it's time to make a plan. But before we make a plan, let's look back on the last week. And if you had an offensive game plan to spend those 5 hours on those multiply things, how did you do? How'd you do? On a scale of 1 to 10, did you crush it? Did you fail miserably? And if you failed, let's look at what got in the way and why, and let's see if we can't fix it this week. And so we've got 52 chances a year to go, okay, I did really well. That's great. What did I learn? I did really poorly. That's not so great. What did I learn? How do I fix it? How do I correct it? And people just keep swimming back to this. I need to play more offense. I need to play more offense. I need to get back in that multiply quadrant. Where can I plug it in this week? Where can I plug it in? Because when you plan it and you do it, it doesn't have to be your entire week. But I tell everybody, if you spent 20% more time on the things that make your business the most money every week, do you think you'd make 20% more money or do you think you'd make 200% more money? And
Probably.
you'd probably be somewhere close to 100 to 200% more just because you're spending 20% more time on the people and things. That's the beauty of that quadrant. It's
Wow.
just the return on investment of energy is massive in that quadrant. And when you understand it, and you start getting used to, oh my God, I put a dollar in and I get 10 back. This is fantastic. How do I do that again? And you just kind of get addicted to that return on investment of energy and money and all the great things that you're looking for. Your relationships are better, your business is better, you're happier, your health is better, all the things that really matter in our world. Just by spending, just moving the needle a little bit. And when you move the needle a little bit, you get inspired to move it a lot.
I love that. I love that. So, really quick to go back over, the first quadrant is
Addition, plus. It's
okay.
your plus quadrant. Then you've got your subtract quadrant. Then you've got your multiply quadrant. Then you've got your divide quadrant.
Okay, did we talk about the divide? No.
No, divide is the nasty one. It's the one that it's one of two things. It's the things that you've just let rust out turn into burnout. The things that where you talked earlier in the show about the things, if you don't address it, they'll come back and they'll bite you. That's the little thing that you discount that turns into a tiger that will eat you alive at some point. So we all have bad habits that if we don't address them or put some boundaries on, they will grow into destructive habits. We all have, there are people that are living every day with spouses that are abusive. We have people that have parents that are abusive and negligent, and that's a divide issue. We have people, when you get served a lawsuit in business, guess what? That falls squarely in divide. That ruins your day. You didn't plan on it. It's a Molotov cocktail in the middle of a sunny day, and all of a sudden you just got served with a lawsuit from a client that's unhappy or whatever the case is. But we all have those things that happen to us. You get in a car wreck. Somebody runs into you at the grocery store. I mean, that's divide quadrant stuff creeping in, and you have to realize that the best thing to do when you're in that is to get back to zero quickly. Take care of it quickly, take care of it thoroughly, and put it away and don't revisit it, because if you don't,
It
you
will
can't
come.
keep spinning plates in these other quadrants while this is alive. You have to kill the snake and then you can go back.
I love that. I love that. So it's almost like it's kind of like a, I don't even want to say, but like you can have a mess in your room, right? And if you don't take care of it, it's just gonna start quadrupling, right? And
Yeah,
so
if you
a
but like
mess
with
in your
kids,
life.
if you've got kids, they leave all the plates and the food in their room and they don't touch it and you don't know it's there. And the next thing you do, it's a science experiment because it's got all this stuff that's grown. Like it was just a dirty plate once upon a time. Now it's a freaking hazardous material.
Exactly. And so it's so important that you have to, it's like there's so little at the time when you can take care of them, and if not, they become this huge thing.
That's right.
I love that analogy. Sean Agort, I have to have you back because this is just like we could talk forever. We like got totally off on so many things, but first of all, how do my listeners find your book and when is it available? And I know that you are
So
going
it's
to.
going to be available. Maybe I can come back when they can pre-order it. We can talk about it there in August. But that would be fun. But it's going to be available for pre-order on everywhere August 1st. And it's going to publish and drop on October 6th. We're going to have an ambassador program that will launch sort of around the pre-order time, so people can get in line. They can get a digital copy of the book. They have to put a pre-order in, get a digital copy of the we'll send them a digital copy of the book. They can read in advance, and then they can do a little promotion on their socials, and they can be advocates for the energy quadrant, which would be awesome. And we can talk about that, but those details are not all solidified yet. But that's what's all in the works.
Okay, perfect. And also, give out the name of your other book that they can get right now.
Sure, yeah, you can find Effortless, and it's F-It-Less, Effortless. And it's 18 F words to reframe and repurpose your life. And it's a great read. It's a book I wrote that I said, if nobody else buys this book, but my kids read it, it'll be worth all the time and effort I went into doing it, because it's kind of everything that I felt like was important for living a great life. And it's got a lot of hard-earned real lessons in there that that can really turn somebody's life around and change their perspective about everything going on.
There you go.
But if they want to follow me, I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Sean Rawls. I'm the Sean Rawls on Instagram. I am on LinkedIn, under Sean Rawls as well. And my website is seanrawls.com. So it's getting updated at the moment, and we're going to have all new stuff, and it's going to all be focused on the energy quadrant in the next couple of days. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I love it. Again, Sean, what a pleasure. And thank you so much for being here. And definitely download our podcast, share our podcast. And of course, thank you for being a part of it.
It was really a pleasure. It's always fun spending time with you. I can't wait to do it again.
You got it. Thank you. Me, vice versa. I feel the same
Take
way.
care, Kim.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. My next guest is such a pleasure to have her on. Bamboo Alana is a licensed acupuncture and a movement specialist, a founder of Heal Your Body by Design for more than 40 years. She has helped people living with chronic pain, balance challenges, complex conditions, move beyond simple symptom management by uncovering the hidden patterns that keep them stuck. Bamboo believes that the body is remarkable, first of all, intelligent, and that healing begins with understanding, respect, listening. Her work is dedicated to helping people reclaim their freedom, reconnect with themselves, and return to the life they were meant to live. I love it. Bamboo, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for having me on. I'm very excited.
I know. We've been waiting for this time for a really long time. And of course, you're in my mixers. You're at all my groups. You're one of my members. And honestly, I can't share you enough for people that are not even people that are struggling. Because, I mean, every day is something, you know, you see like things happening every single day. And people just need you. And of course, you're located in Ventura, correct?
Yes.
Can you give out your website and your phone number just to start off with?
Sure, sure. My my website is simplebamboalana.com.
Okay.
And you want my phone number, 408-655-5767.
Okay.
That's not a local number. It's from San Jose.
That's okay, because that's where you were originally based, right?
Yes.
And you had a huge practice up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved down here to be with all of us, which I love.
Right.
So, great. Yeah.
Big transformation, you know.
Yeah, but I love it. And of course, you see people and patients. Do you call them patients?
I call them clients,
right,
because it's an interaction. It's
okay.
A collaboration of work that we do together.
Okay, perfect.
So fundamentally, I don't do the healing. They do the healing.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But so they are able to come see you in Ventura, correct?
Yeah.
And do you do things over the phone too? Or
I do some things, but basically the physical healing work is, you know, in the office.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces, and it depends on what the individual needs.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, let's get started. First of all, many people living with chronic pain eventually begin wondering if they're just broken, okay, because nothing seems to help. And what would you say to someone who feels that way?
Hang on a second. Oops. Basically, first of all, they're not broken. They're not, they have run into a place where they have been doing things and they haven't been getting better. They haven't been getting to the root of the problem. And they treat symptoms rather than where they really want to go. They don't get to the root of the problem. And if you don't get to the root of the problem, things are going to keep coming back.
Okay. So if people aren't broken, Why do they remain stuck in pain despite trying treatments after treatments?
Well, normally I tell people that what they are treating is the tip of the iceberg, and the root of the problem comes from old injuries, scar tissue, other traumas. There's emotional components, you know, the surgeries, stress, postural patterns that they've adapted and they haven't been addressed. And life happens. And so you just carry all of this stuff. I call them sacks of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we let go of the sacks of rocks, it's kind of difficult to let go of the pain.
So you call them sacks of rocks. What's your procedure and how do you get rid of them?
First of all, you know, I listen to the body. I have to listen to the body. Each person is an individual. They have their own strain patterns that are basically the compensations, the adaptations that they make with all, you know, first of all, the body is very intelligent. It knows what it needs to do. It tries to do the best it can to hold a person in the most effective and efficient way possible so they can move and do their lives. So it's not about having a fight with the body, or, you know, it's about really accepting where the body is and, okay, what does the body need to let go of, you know, a sack of rocks, or let go of an adaptation, or let go of a compensation? So we're always integrating, and, you know, we're working with the body. We're listening to the body. We're working with it and giving it the opportunity to let go.
I love it. I always call you, when I'm referring to you or referring people to you, the body wizard. And you've said that the place that hurts isn't always where the real problem began, right? Can you explain that?
So when I'm working with a body, you know, there's a part that hurts. There's a body that, you know, I'm hurting here. A client comes in, I say, this is hurting today. And usually that's the trigger point for where we're going to start. Not a trigger point in terms of, you know, trigger point therapy, because that's not what I do. It's about saying, okay, the body is saying, look here for the part, you know, like, what do we need to do? How do we need to release this in order to get something deeper? Because the body is going to tell us exactly what it needs to do. And I'm not going to go in. I'm stupid when it comes to, you know, what your body needs to do. It's me asking it and listening to it, rather than saying, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing, which is what you standard, you know, what people do in standard treatments. You know, it's like releasing, releasing an ankle pain may be coming from the pelvis or may be coming from the neck. And if we don't deal with the neck or the pelvis before, the ankle isn't going to feel better. So
Right.
we have to unwind the body and get and recognize and acknowledge what it needs, rather than imposing something on it. And it has to be in a non-traumatizing way, because people are traumatized. They come in with a traumatized body, and if we don't get them out of that trauma, they're not going to heal.
I love it. And so many people listening have probably become skeptical because they've tried so many things. How do you work with someone who's lost hope?
First of all, you don't have to believe in me. You know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to listen to what I have to say. You have to listen to your own body and your own story, and observe how you adapt to these things. And when we work together, we see what your body is ready to do. It's not, I mean, it's a very different kind of a treatment and pattern of work that really recognizes you as an individual and acknowledges you and gives you, holds a space for you to be where you are, rather than you know, causing you to be anxious
I
and
love
stressed
that.
out in the session.
So, what is the most meaningful transformation you witness, not physically, but as people begin reconnecting with themselves?
Well, clients get happier. They
Yeah, if you're
experience,
not in pain, you're happier for sure,
right?
right?
You're happier. You're moving
Yeah.
better. You're getting your life back in a lot of ways. You gain confidence. You gain peace. There's joy. I mean, it's reconnecting with life in a way that allows you to be more of yourself. And a lot of times when people have pain, they kind of shrink, and they shrink their being. They cr sh shrink their possibilities. They shrink their life because they're hurting. And they don't know how to get out of pain. And people with chronic pain really suffer with that, because the more they have pain, the more they're shrunken, and the more they're unhappy with life, and the more they don't know what to do, and the less they get help and support, the more they just kind of shrivel up. And they get hope when things start getting better, when they get better sleep. They feel, oh, I slept a whole night. I slept 4 hours more, you know, that's more than double
Right.
did before. And so it gives them a possibility, you know, the understanding that they can get better,
I
they
love
can
it.
heal.
I
And
love
so
it.
that's really, you know, where we want to be with them.
Okay. Well, Bamboo Alana, first of all, I thank you so much for being here. If anyone out there is listening that feels trapped by pain, limitations, or years of disappointment, what would you want them to know?
Well, first of all, they're not broken. And they may have to start looking at things a little differently than what they did, and invite themselves to be seen and to be listened to in a way that they haven't been before. You know, healing begins with being recognized and recognizing yourself and knowing that things can change.
It is kind of like a mind shift, isn't it?
It's a mind shift, and you know, it's an opening. It's being willing to change something, because a lot of times people stay stuck because they trust what they're stuck in,
Right.
and they might be afraid of going into something new. You know, I can promise, you know, I can't promise what your body is going to do, but I'll promise that I can meet you with curiosity, with respect, and a willingness to listen, because that's what's critically important. You know, holding a space is about really recognizing an individual and creating a space where they can make the changes that they can make as they can make them, because I can't impose that on anyone.
I love it. Alana, Bamboo, Alana, give us your name and number one more time. I mean, your website one more time.
BambooAlana.com will get you to my website, which is going to be changing in the next several months.
Okay.
And 408-655-5767. And I'm definitely willing to have a chat with anybody is curious about what they need, or because that's where we meet
I
with a
love it.
conversation.
I love it. Thank you so much. Please download our show and also our podcast, and please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to having you back and chatting again.
Thanks a bunch. Have
Thank
a great
you.
day.
You too.
Bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, Dr. Larry Charleston, the fourth, right? Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. And of course, I didn't actually even know that there was a Migraine and Headache Awareness Month, okay? But I guess it's a good thing to have because so many people are, you know, one of my girlfriends just been going through this myself herself, and I was like, okay, what do you think it is, you know? But so I'm excited to talk with you. And of course, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and of course, who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. You want me to tell you about myself now?
Of course, you're a professor of neurology, founder of Charleston Health Neurology and Head Pain. I mean, I could tell you, but you know, you usually say something a little different or something that people need to know.
And the first thing that come to mind when you said tell you about yourself, I said I have two blessings. They are 10 and 6, and wife. That's what I think.
There
That
you
you know.
go. See, they never say that in a bio, right? I love it. And are they girls or boys?
So my daughter is the oldest. She's the 10-year-old. My son is the 6-year-old. So yeah,
Aren't they a blessing? I love that. I love
absolutely.
that. See, I always pull something out of somebody, so I love that. So let me ask you, okay, first of all, migraines, clusters. Why did you go into that field, or how did you get started in that?
Well, I got started. Actually, there's a diagnosis called hemicrania continua. That's not the diagnosis we were talking about today, but there's a diagnosis called hemicrania continua. And when I was in my residency, I thought that the patient that came in, I was thinking chronic migraine, but my attending astutely said, have you thought about hemicrania continua? I said, Hemi what? Hemi who? And so what I
Yeah.
learned actually from that experience, first of all, I learned that there's over 300 different headache diagnoses, right? And I also learned from that experience that if you have the right diagnoses, now you have the opportunity to have the right and optimized treatment. And so that was a big draw for me, and just learning that with headache medicine. And my brother had migraine, but I, you know, and my brother, I don't know, man, but it was really that
Yeah.
patient that came in, because they had gone through so much. They'd gone through so much, and had I not been in the learning phase, maybe I would have been the one that put them through different things too with the wrong diagnosis. So having the right
Right.
diagnosis, it's so important. So that's why you know, I'm very excited to even share and
Passionate.
talk.
You can tell. Yeah, I love that. You know, and I don't even know if I've ever even said this on air, but my husband's had like 11 brain surgeries, and he had the most, you know, incredible, the worst headache that was like almost like screwing him into the ground, you know? And I remember we went to a doctor and they're like, oh, you guys have marital problems. We're like, what? We just got married. Like, no. You know, I mean, it was like the weirdest thing. And then he ended up having huge cysts on his brain. And, you know, it's like, okay, how is that, you know, I mean, connected? But it's just interesting how, if you know, it's not like something, I guess you can open your hood and look in, you know, right? So it's hard to diagnose, I'm sure, correct?
Right, right. And as you said, June was Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. But on top of that, I always say that headache diseases and disorders don't necessarily read the calendar.
So, yeah, although they're I love it. That's good. That's really good. So why are migraine and cluster headaches so difficult to treat? And how do they impact people's daily lives?
Yeah, so notice I've been using the term headache disease or headache disorder. So let's start with migraine. Migraine is more than just a headache. Migraine is the brain disease. It's the second most disabling neurological disease in adults globally. And yes, moderate to severe headaches that last 4 to 72 hours untreated or unsuccessfully treated are part of the diagnostic criteria. Migraine attacks are often associated with a variety of different signs and symptoms, including nausea and or vomiting, sensitivity to light, sounds, and sometimes smell. And migraine has different phases, and about 20 to 30% of people living with migraine disease have aura, which I describe as a reversible neurological symptom, most commonly being visual or sensory disturbances. And so migraine is a common headache disorder in which people seek medical attention. However, it's often underdiagnosed. Now, on the other hand, cluster headache is also underdiagnosed, but it's a bit different. Cluster headaches are usually severe or very severe headache attacks, usually around the eye, lasting 15 minutes to 3 hours. So it's a bit shorter than the migraine headache attacks that we see, but these may occur multiple times in a day. And it's associated with a head autonomic nervous system, or what I call autonomic nervous system, kind of your automatic nervous system that you don't think about. So in cluster headache, the activation, it may be one-sided tearing or eye redness or pinpoint pupils or droopy eyelids or nasal congestion or running or forehead or face sweating. And there may be a sense of restlessness with cluster headache, whereas in opposed to migraine, a lot of times people want to lay down and or they want to be in a dark, quiet room and things like that, kind of want the stimuli down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in cluster, people feel a little bit more agitated. They may feel a little bit more agitated and have a sense of restlessness. And the pain in cluster headaches may be one of the most painful conditions that humans experience. And in fact, cluster headache has been referred to as suicide headaches. Unfortunately, these cluster headaches may come in cycles lasting 2 to about 8 weeks or so, but maybe chronic, where there's less than 1 month of head pain attack freedom. So it's a highly disabling disease. About 1 in 1,000 people may have cluster headache. And these headache disorders, both of them, migraine and cluster, need to be recognized, as we were talking about, right? Recognized to optimize the treatment options.
Wow. Okay. And let's talk about one of the treatments. I know that you have this. How do you say it so I don't mess it up? The auto injector.
Is it Brachia?
Brachia.
Brachia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And why is that different than other treatments currently available for migraines and cluster headaches?
So the Brachia auto-injector is the first and only auto-injector that delivers dihydroergotamine mesylate. So if it's okay with you, I'll say DHE, because that's how we say it, with the dihydroergotamine.
Yep.
That's a mouthful. But it's for the acute treatment of migraine with or without aura and cluster headaches in adults. And DHE is a well-established treatment with 80 years of clinical use, and it's often used often effective, should I say, in patients who don't respond to other therapies, and it may have a sustained headache relief lasting 72 hours. And it's been shown to reduce headache recurrence significantly. It also can be effective at any point in the during the headache attack. And so now it's important for me to share, and as an educator, and you know, as an example about father and husband and that sort of thing, the safety is important, right? Brachia auto injector should not be used with a strong CYP3A4 inhibitor. And so CYP3A4 is basically an enzyme system in our liver that helps us to break down medications and things like that. So Brachia auto-injector should not be used with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors, such as HIV medications or certain antibiotics like erythromycin, or ketoconazole. And it shouldn't be used in patients that have certain cardiovascular conditions or who are pregnant or planning to become pregnant. So patients are encouraged to talk with their healthcare provider to ensure that it is appropriate for them.
Right. And it's an auto injector. Where are you injecting it?
It's injected in the thigh. So it's a Brachia is an auto injector or single dose auto injection that delivers 1 milligram of DHE. And it's injected in the thigh. And so again, it's used for, it's ideal for patients who have acute migraine and with or without aura cluster headaches.
Okay. And now these auto injectors have really become really popular lately, right? Where you're doing it yourself, administrating it, correct?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Why do you think it changed so much? Is it just now these are just a newer way of treating, illnesses? Or is that what you're thinking? Is that how it is?
I think so. So allow me to share just a little brief story. So several years ago, when I was faculty at the University of Michigan, I initiated and led an outpatient infusion program for those living with headache diseases. And similar to inpatient headache programs, we gave intravenous DHE as a principal treatment, along with other treatments to help break the headache cycles and treat migraine and cluster headache attacks. And so our amazing advanced practice practitioners officially termed this program the Dr. C Special. I don't know about all that, but together we were able to successfully help many patients. So with this understanding, this medication has been used for years. A major benefit of the Brachia auto-injector is that it provides the same medication used in hospitals in a convenient, ready-to-use form that patients can self-administer at home. So there's no refrigeration assembly or any other device. And so it's really a new way to take a known effective drug conveniently. So whether that's at home or on the go.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's amazing that people can do that themselves or, you know, somebody in their home can do it for them. So I love that. What should patients know if they're interested in this treatment?
Well, Brachia auto-injector is another tool that we have to help empower patients in managing their migraine or cluster headache disease. It is available by prescription. And no single treatment option works for everyone. And people should talk to their healthcare professional to ensure that this will be an appropriate treatment for them. And there's also a website that's www.brekia, which is brekia.com. So www.brekia.com, which people can look into to find out more about the Brachia auto-injector as well.
I love it. Again, Dr. Larry Charleston, thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you again and enjoy those two blessings that you shared with us.
Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You got it. Take care. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed my guest. And of course, if you feel inclined, please reach out to them and use their services. Also, I want to remind you to have an incredible 4th of July. And of course, stay safe. Take care of your dogs so that you don't lose any of them with all the, you know, loud noises. And again, I thank you so much for being here. Of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So again, you know, sometimes take a moment just to look at how do I solve this problem or how do I walk through it? Or just even to pause for a moment. So again, thank you again for choosing my show to be listening to. And have a great weekend. and download our podcast if you missed any part of our show, or you just want to listen again and share it with anybody. That is The Kim Pagano Show. And follow us on our social. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.